are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide you with advice and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions and are at various stages of their career. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you and answer all of your showbiz career questions. You are more than welcome to email me and ask any questions of the guests before or after. We love questions and we'll read them on the air. So email away. Email address is PriscillaLeona@yahoo.com, PriscillaLeona@yahoo.com, and we will put your little question on the air. Now, if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download any one of our shows from 2008 until today, you can go and do that at the LA Talk Radio website. Address latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the website. It says Channel 1 because we have a Channel 1 and we have a Channel 2. And I'm on Channel 1. Scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality. And all you do is click the link. And this takes you directly to our archive page. And that is where you can view the list of all of our past guests. Now, our shows are available for download on iTunes. So it's under the podcast section. So just go there. I don't know what happens when you go there, but go to iTunes and type in Question Reality Radio, I guess, in the search box. I've never actually looked myself up on iTunes, but we're on there, I know for sure. Because people are like, why didn't you? Where's my show? Da, 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 da. But it's there. Okay. And then we're also on Stitcher.com. And again, just type in Question Reality Radio on the search box. So we are covered all over the world. If you got the iPad or the Mac, see, I'm not computer literate, but if you're like Macintosh, we're covered on iTunes. If you're Android, oh, this doesn't even make sense. But if you're Android, all right, wait a minute. I think I got it. If you're iPhone, we're covered on iTunes. If you're Android and iTunes, you're covered on Stitcher.com. So there's an app for both of them that you can download to get LA Talk Radio. And there's like some really incredible shows about everything. You have a sex question, Lord, we got somebody to answer your sex questions. There's a wonderful psychiatrist that has a show on LA Talk Radio. You need to barbecue a piece of man meat. My God, there's a show about barbecuing. Everything you can know about barbecuing. The shows are incredible. So you really should go to LA Talk Radio and check out the shows on Channel 1 and Channel 2. We got every subject covered. If you're a sociopath, my God, we can get you through your life for sure. So just go and find the show for you. Now, if you want to find out who our guests are going to be in the future, not the past, which is at latalkradio.com, but the future guests, you have to go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com. That's the website address, questionrealityradioshow.com. And that has all of our guests, and we're booked all the way up till July. And I'm holding off because I don't like booking people too far in the future because they forget and they go on tour or they take a vacation. So we got up until July. We'll be booking further soon. We got some really fantastic guests coming up. Very exciting. I am trying right now. I'm inches away from getting Dog the Bounty Hunter. You know how I'm obsessed with bounty hunting. I'm obsessed with that. And I'm like, oh my God, come on, book with me already. But we have some also really great guests coming up. You might want to check out Tony Dyson, who was the original creator of the R2-D2 on Star Wars, is going to be a guest. So that is going to – I can't unfortunately have him in the radio station because he lives on I probably shouldn't tell what island he lives on. He's far, far away, has his own private island, I think. But he's going to be coming on. And then we have Alan Half, who is the just incredibly popular host. I think he's going to be taking Ryan Seacrest's position over any day now. He is the host of Auction Hunters. Thank you. And then we've got just so many more. Oh, Erin Gray is going to be on the show. Remember her? She was one of the stars of Battlestar Galactica. And then she's also written a book, which we're going to be talking about. And she just did an episode on one of the web series for Star Trek. And I can't remember. There's so many web series for Star Trek. But she's on an episode with Lou Ferrigno. Remember Lou Ferrigno from the Incredible Hulk. They have a scene. Well, I don't think they have a scene together. Actually, they're separate, but they're both on this Star Trek web series, which is absolutely incredible. So go to the website, Question Reality Radio Show, and check out all of our guests. We got some really great ones. I can't even go into all of them, but you can look yourself. Okay, now, lastly, before we introduce the sexy, hot, incomparable, unsinkable, and I'm not going to say Molly Brown, I'm going to say Joan Ryan, but before we get to her, I want to tell you, if you enjoy listening to our radio show, if you really believe in our goal, which is to inspire, motivate, and educate people on what it takes to pursue a successful career in the entertainment industry, then I would ask you to please consider helping to support us by going to our website, questionrealityradioshow.com, and clicking on our Amazon.com link to order all of your Amazon products. We are partners, associate partners with Amazon.com. And every time you want to order something on Amazon, I don't know about you, but I order like practically every other day. There's something wrong with me. I'm like, oh, do I need a candle? I need some incense. And I just go to Amazon long before I was an associate partner with them. I just can't stop ordering. My husband Albert said we got to run a storage unit because it's just getting ridiculous. I don't know. I'm a hoarder, I think. But go to Amazon, go to our website, questionrealityradioshow.com. Click on the Amazon.com link if you're thinking about ordering anything from Amazon, because this will really help us so much with our ongoing financial efforts to keep the show on the air. So we thank you so much in advance. Just send us your orders. We would love it. So it's not like you have to order from us. You're just clicking on a link and going right to Amazon and doing your thing. They just track it. I don't know. There's some bots behind the scene doing their thing. And all of a sudden, they're like, okay, somebody ordered and we'll send you one penny. But one penny is good, right? It's better than no penny. All right. So thank you. Now, oh my God, when I got a call, I actually got an email from the incredible, and I love this man, Alexander from Sasa Productions. This is a really cool company. It's a multimedia production company that produces radio events, and they do PR, products, social media, fashion, and they will give you a nightlife experience like you have never had. They can put everything together. I mean, if you're thinking about, oh, you know, I want to have a party, but I don't really know what to do. I want it to be a special theme. You need to call Alexander and Benjamin at sasaproductions.com. And they will hook you up. And they're just the greatest guys ever. They have a radio show, which is so much fun. So go and check out Sasa Productions and listen to the radio show. I believe, and I hope they don't kill me, I think it's every Tuesday. So just check them out. But Alexander said, I've got this in this incredible woman named Joan Ryan. I know you would love to have her on your show. So he sent me the press kit and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so intimidated. This woman is just probably one of the most impressive people that I've met in a long time via email. I haven't met her in person today. I'm going to be introducing her for the first time to my listeners. And once you get to know her, my God, you're going to be just as impressed. Her name is Joan Ryan. And we are going to be chatting with Joan Ryan about her wonderful career as an actress, singer, and her upcoming show. Now, I was over the moon about this show because she has a show, a one-woman show, called Joan Ryan Live. And it's going to be at one of my favorite jazz clubs. I'm there like every other month with somebody performing, Catalina Jazz Club. And not as if I wasn't excited to just go there and see her. She is going to be with one of the sexiest. I just think this guy is so, he just gives me a little tingle. He's one of the sexiest and multi-talented men on the planet. And who am I talking about other than Eric McCormick? I was ready to say Will Truman, because Eric McCormick was one of the stars on Will and Grace, my favorite show, along with Deborah Messing. And she's going to be performing with him. And oh my God, I can't. I'm so excited. This is going to be happening. And I'm praying that I can ask Joan if I can come, if my husband can come and see her. It's going to be at Catalina Jazz Club on March 16th at 7:30. Again, March 16th at 7:30. So I would believe, and we'll find out from Joan, but I believe if you do go to Catalina through the website, you can purchase tickets there. I believe you can also sometimes, because I get a lot of offers through Gold Star. I don't know if they're going to offer this show, but you can get a really great price at Gold Star. I hope it's Gold Star. My God, I always want to call it Gold Star, but they Gold Events, Gold Star, I think it is, but they give really good prices. So they might have a discount price for the show. I don't know. Again, I don't know. I'll ask Joan about that. But again, please buy your ticket. I'm going to be there. So if you want to meet me, I will be there for sure. Well, I don't know. I have to ask Joan. The show might be sold out, but let's find out. Without further ado, let's just talk about her quickly. She is currently receiving both critical and audience praise in a hit indie film, Hot Guys with Guns. Who doesn't love that? I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to Joan because that sounds like a little porno movie. Of course, I know it's not, but I can see it in my head. You know how dirty minded I am, people, but I'm loving the title. She has also been called a mesmerizing performer who moves smoothly from larger than life drama to small, captivating emotional moments. And this was said about her by the Los Angeles Times. And one of my favorite people, Rex Reed of the New York Observer, said that she can explore the nuances of a piercing ballad with the investigative talent of a forensic expert, then ignite a show-stopping Broadway melody with the combustion. I think I'm still drunk from Albert's birthday party last night. The wild turkey is still fiddling around up there because I can't seem to talk. Okay, let's try it again. Okay, a show-stopping Broadway melody with the combustion of a freight locomotive on the Philadelphia Railroad. Now, this sounds, these people are just so brilliant in their reviews, are they not? Because these are things that when you're watching one of the food shows, that they use these tantalizing pop words to describe a good filet mignon, am I right? Or a caviar. So she is getting caviar pop style reviews. Now, her stage credits include the original LA cast of the musical Ruthless, the West Coast premiere of Anyone Can Whistle, Footloose, one of my favorites, Triumph of Love, oh, another one of my favorites, Little Shop of Horrors, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on forever. But she's also known for her recurring role as Tina Paladrino, the crazy music and arts teacher on the long-running series Saved by the Bell. And you know you watched it, even if you don't admit it. Everybody watched Saved by the Bell. One of my favorites, the little hot blonde guy, which I can't remember his name right now. But everybody watched Saved by the Bell. And I remember her And just like yesterday, I just remember, I'm like, oh my God, that was Joan Ryan. So it was very exciting. Now, Joan has also appeared on screen in numerous television shows and movies, including she was 2 years as Kathleen Houghton, everyone's favorite psychiatrist on The Young and Restless. Now, I don't watch soap operas, but of course, it's been on for decades and decades and decades, so everyone knows this show. And I'm sure that they know Joan Ryan as Kathleen Houghton, the favorite psychiatrist. So without further ado, let's talk to the woman directly. The wonderful, the sexy, the most multi-talented, incomparable Joan Ryan. Thank you, Joan, for being on my show.
Well, hello. That was the best intro I've ever had.
Well, you know what? I've talked so much, I'm feeling dizzy. I think I'm... Oh, my Lord. It was just so much. And I'm starting to think, do I do this every week? And how do I survive after I do these intros? I'm just feeling, I'm seeing the little stars in front of my eyes. Well, thank you again so much for being on the show. It's such a privilege and honor to have someone of your caliber on my show. It's just,
I'm so excited to be here.
Well, you know, I am so excited that you are going to be in the same room standing within inches of my very my fantasy man, Eric McCormick. Let's just talk. I just can't talk about anything else before we talk about that.
Well, of course. He's the greatest.
Oh, your one-woman show, Catalina Jazz Club, March 16th. What day is that, March 16th?
That's a Sunday, so it's kind of perfect. It's Sunday at 7:30.
Oh, my God. So I do my show. I'm going to have to cancel my guests for that day, obviously. No. Well, I'll get off at 6, and then I'm going to – am I able to come? Can people buy tickets still, or is it sold out?
Going really fast. I'm very excited about that. But we're 3 weeks out, so we're good for at least another week or so. And they are on my fan page, which is the official Joan Ryan fan page on Facebook, and also a Ticket Web. And
okay.
You just put in Joan Ryan, and it will come up.
Oh, my gosh. I got to get my ticket, like, immediately. I will die if Albert and I don't get – now, my husband's not going to be excited because every time I watch Will and Grace, I'm like, okay, leave the room, close the door. I need to look at Eric McCormick now. It's Eric McCormick time.
And he's even cuter in person.
Oh, my God. He's so sexy. And I don't even talk about – I mean, not only is he physically one of the most beautiful men on the planet, but he's so talented. I mean, he's so different from being Will Truman on Will and Grace than he is on the show that I watch that he's on now, which is Perception. So just incredibly talented man. I did not personally know. I got to say that I'm a little embarrassed, Joan, that I did not know that he was also – a singer and a musician. What does he do and what will he be doing at the show?
He is a fabulous singer. Like, he started in musical theater and he was Harold Hill in The Music Man. He's really an extraordinary performer. He's very funny and he's got a great voice.
Wow.
So, you know, to be able to sing with him and to show everybody how talented he is really a treat for me.
Yeah, oh, I bet it is. Are you married or single? I have to tell you how much of a treat it's going to be.
Well, you know, here's the funny thing. He is the sweetest, funniest guy in person and as adorable as ever. And you will just love him.
Is there nothing wrong with this man? Now you have put him up on Apollo status in my mind. I mean, he's no other. He's gorgeous. He's talented. He can sing. He probably can dance, too.
Oh, and he's a great dad.
Oh, and a great husband. Oh, my God.
That's it now, right?
Well, I think that Eric McCormick should have a harem. I don't think he should be limited to one woman. She's the luckiest woman in the world. And I think that we need to clone him. If we can't have him be in his harem of women, we need to clone him, and then we need to be in that harem. But yeah, he's just so incredible. So what will you guys be doing at Catalina Jazz Club? Can you give us like an idea of what your one woman show consists of and what's going to be happening? What can we expect?
Well, in terms of Eric, we're going to do a really fun duet, and then he's going to do a great song by himself. That's a piece specifically for Eric, so it should be really, really fun.
Is it an original song, or is he doing a standard?
It's not an original, and it's not a standard. It's something that was written for him, I believe.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. I think that's right. I haven't seen it yet.
We'll have to see when we get there after we buy our ticket, right?
Exactly. We'll know very soon.
How long does the show last? What else? Oh, do we have a little dancing? We have a little singing. We have a duet. We have you obviously singing solo.
Well, it's a one-woman show, and there's some amazing songs in it, and it's autobiographical, so we take the audience on a journey. It's not just a bunch of songs that we pick just to sing. There's a reason for every song, and there's a lot of comedy. And here's what I say. If you're not laughing and you're not crying and you haven't felt like you've been on a whole ride in that hour, then I have not done my job.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow.
And guess who's gonna be there? You're gonna be really excited. All the Saved by the Bell fans is we're gonna have Mr. Belding there. And a few Saved by the Bell people are gonna surprise us. So
oh my God. Is it gonna be possible that hot blonde guy, what is his name? I'm so embarrassed.
His name is Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Oh my God, that's
right.
Isn't
he cute?
Oh my God, yes. I watched him. He's been on several really great shows, playing a lawyer, and again I can't remember the shows, but he's had such a successful career from
he's grown into a really fabulous actor. He's really good actor.
Yes. Well, he was so good as a child actor on Saved by the Bell. And then he was really, I mean, he comedy. I don't remember seeing him honestly in anything dramatic, but he's had dramatic moments in the two shows that I've seen him on as a lawyer. But he just has such excellent comedic chops that
He's so funny. And that I believe that show is Franklin and Bash, something like that. Yeah.
Yes. And
it's
then
really
he was on another one. Oh my God, where he was like a solo lawyer. And I cannot remember that. I apologize, Mark, like I'm ever going to meet you. But if I do, you can spank me, okay? Please. All right. Enough of that nonsense. But and Tiffany Amber Thiessen, she's had a really great career. I believe she's on.
She's on White Collar now.
Thank you, White Collar, with another one of my fantasy men. Can you tell I'm just a sex addict over here?
Who's the one you like on White Collar?
Oh, the main. Oh, not who else?
I know who you mean.
Guy.
I know who you mean.
Okay. His name. Isn't that terrible? Oh my God! What is his name with the gorgeous blue eyes?
With the gorgeous blue eyes, and he always wears a hat. And I know that because I work on that show.
What do you mean? Yeah.
And he's just as nice in person too.
Stop
it. I know who you mean, and it's terrible that we can't remember his name, but it's going to come to me in about 10 minutes.
You know, it's going to come right now because I pulled it up because it's not fair for me to not give that little hottie some credit. Matt Bomer.
Yes.
Neil Caffrey. Matt Bomer. Yes. And then Tiffany Thiessen is on there from Saved by the Bell. She's just, oh my God. Who didn't want to look like her back in the day?
Or Elizabeth Berkley. That wasn't fair.
Gorgeous. So what are you doing on White Collar?
Well, you know, in addition to everything else, I have a voiceover company. So I do what's called looping. My company is Sound Great, and I've been doing it for a while. And it's a fabulous area of voiceover, and we get to put in all the voices. If somebody's murdered or killed or they're having sex even, we come after they we
we'll
watch the show.
Sounds, Joan.
I just had to do that on Jay Leno. It was really horrifying to most people I know. It's a really fun kind of side thing that I do.
So for example, they're doing the sounds, obviously when they're doing the scene, but if it's not loud enough, you come in and...
Well, no, like a lot of times the stars don't want to come in and do certain things, right? Or they don't know how to do it. Like one of the shows I work on is Criminal Minds. And if somebody gets stabbed and strangled, the star doesn't know how to go, you know. So that is a team of actors that come in and we do that. And it takes a couple of hours and it's the most fun thing. We laugh a lot. The gorier the show, the more we have to make jokes while we're going through it.
What about sound effects for, say, cars blown up and there's a bomb?
Well, that we don't do. That's what's called Foley. So we don't do that. We only do the acting part of it.
Oh, my gosh. So you do, what is your company called again?
It's called Sounds Great.
What's the website?
It's really fun. Well, here's the funny thing. If you're looking at the website, you have to go to soundsgreatadr.com, because if you go to just Sounds Great, you go to a porn site.
Oh, right? That is it! That we don't go, well, I might go there. But all right, soundsgreatadr. Oh, I'm looking at it right now. I love it. It's really a great website. Wonderful. Okay, so everybody out there who needs a voiceover for their productions, my God, Joan is here for you in that capacity as well. Go to her website.
Yes.
SoundsGreatADR.com. Oh my gosh, we definitely need to make sure we put ADR, because they'll start out wanting.
Right, and they'll look for porn. And I talk about that in my show, because one of my early things, you have a lot of comedy, as I said, in my show, and one of the early things that happened to me is I sent someone to the website and they went to the porn site. So I got some really interesting phone calls. But see, that's the thing I like about the show, is I get to I get to bring in a lot of my life onto the stage. So that's the fun part.
Oh, that, well, just talking about that, that could be a 10-15 minute skit for sure, and to tell stories. Oh, I'd love to hear that. Oh my God, I'm so excited and so looking forward to this show. Now, we are about to play, because I can't stand it, Joan, any longer. I listened to your song, your MP3, and I said, oh my God, my husband was walking by, because my husband is a software developer by day, and then on the weekend, he's a jazz musician. He plays.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So he was walking by when I was playing it, and he said, who is that? Who is that? And he comes in the room. He's like, oh my God, she's so good. Oh, we got to get her for your show. I'm like, she's already booked, my guy. So he's like, well, does she have a band? Can we go see her? I said, don't worry about it. We're going to see Eric McCormick. He's like, oh, no. Oh, no. We're going to have to see Joan in a separate show. I'm like, we're about to play that song. Now, I would love for you to intro the song. Tell us the name. Tell us what it's about. Is it original? Did someone write it for you? Give us as much information about the song before we hear it.
Well, you know, I'm really excited about this song, because one of the things that I do when I'm in Los Angeles is I have done in the past the annual stage benefit that raises money for APLA and for AIDS awareness. And it's always fabulous, because it's with a live orchestra and it's an exciting night with lots of talent. And this particular time I was asked to sing the song on a clear day, You Can See Forever, from the same show. And so this is a live performance, and when we were doing my solo album, the producer said, let's put this on your album. Even though my album was a studio album, we put this song as the bonus track, which was with the full orchestra, and it's on a clear day, You Can See Forever.
That's one of my favorite songs. That was one of my mother's. That it was, like, she's dead already. That's one of my mother's. One of my mother's favorite songs. I'm very excited to play this. So let's listen now to what a sample. This is just a sample. What we're going to get when everybody goes to Catalina Jazz Club on March 16th at 7:30. So listen to this song, and this is what you're going to get. This is a sample. I'm giving you a teaser here. So let's listen to this wonderful song by Joan Ryan on a clip.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so let's play it, and then we'll come back and talk more with Joan Ryan, and we're going to get some career advice, because as you know, she's had an incredible career as an actor, singer, and my God, I think we can bullet point more things that she does, because I didn't even know about the voiceover company. So we're going to talk about all the things that she does, and I got some questions from people that want some answers from you, Joan, that sent in emails. So we're going to find out and answer their questions. So a couple of your, I couldn't get to all of them. We had 27. I couldn't get to all of them. So I just picked a couple, but you know, hopefully we can beg and plead with Joan to come back on the show either later on in the year or maybe next year. I would die to have you. Like, I want you on every time you're going to do a show with Eric McCormick, or maybe you can talk to Matt Bomer. Maybe he has some talent. You can get him up to sing with you. So I would love to have you come back, please.
I would love to.
Okay. Without further ado, let's play Joan Ryan on a clear day. Take it away. And that it's not On a Clear Day. It's Follow Me, and I apologize.
No. You know something? You're both right, because the beginning of the song is Follow Me, and then it goes very quickly into On a Clear Day.
Okay. All right.
Yes, so whoever texted you is 100% right.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad. Well, I'm glad he did that, because I wanted to clear that up. No pun intended. But I know the song as On a Clear Day. That's how I've always known it, from listening to it as a child over and over a million times. So thank you for clearing that up.
Of course.
What kind of response have you gotten from this song, or what is the song that you feel is most attached to you as your signature song?
Well, there are two. This one for sure. And I also do a version, and I do it on my show as well, Shall We Dance? But it's not the old-fashioned version. I actually was lucky enough to be able to do Shall We Dance, my version, which is very different than the original, more contemporary. And it's not only is it on my album, but I got to do it on the Today Show, as well as what was really exciting is I got a phone call early one morning from somebody that worked for Scott, from Michael Sterling, who worked for Scott Hamilton at the time, and asking if Olympic skaters could skate to my version of Shall We Dance.
Wow.
So before I knew it, I was at the Central Center watching them, watching these amazing Olympic skaters skating to my song. And then I got to do it live at, I want to say it was Madison Square Garden in New York. It was some, with the skaters.
Oh.
It was pretty thrilling. I was really happy they didn't fall when I hit the high note. It made me a little nervous. But I can get loud.
I bet it can. Now, question was, did they end up using your song for...
Sure did on the whole tour.
So I would say
in terms of signature, that's more my signature.
Oh, okay. So, but the song wasn't played for the Sochi Olympics, just...
No. These were two Olympic skaters about 5 years ago
that used it
in Scott Hamilton's tour. You know, when the Olympians go out on tour, they use my song on tour.
Oh my gosh! Oh, that's so cool.
Exciting.
How much do you love that? That's great.
I loved it. It was really thrilling.
Not many people can say that, Joan Ryan. That they're on tour for Olympic skaters.
Well, you want to know a secret? When I did the Today Show, I was kind of surprised because it was 5 o'clock in the morning. That was hard enough, but they didn't do my hair or makeup. Right. I was not too happy with how I looked that day because I got there really early. You know, you think, okay, they're going to do my hair and makeup. No. I had to do my own. And it was raining, so my hair was kind of frizzy. But somebody did hold the umbrella. I did not have to hold my own umbrella.
God, that's the least they can do. Is this the Today Show with Matt Lauer?
Yes, I sure did. And Dame Polly.
I'm surprised. So they've got like 3 inches of pancake makeup on, and you come out there not a stitch. God,
I did my own. I wouldn't have gone out without anything, but I did do my own, and it should not look as glamorous as Katie Couric, that's for sure.
You know, thank God you had your makeup on you as a professional. You just never know.
That's right.
My husband's like, why do you carry that huge makeup case? I'm like, are you kidding? You never know. You could be caught in a downpour. You could get a call any minute. Hey, you're going to be on the Jimmy Fallon show or something. Like, not that I expect that, but I'm prepared just in case it ever happens. Right?
Right.
That is wonderful. So, how did that at all affect your interview? Because I know if I'm caught without mascara, I just feel a little introverted. I feel like a little, because, you know, as women, we gotta look, or hopefully.
We always have to look our best. That's the thing. But, you know, I was a little surprised, actually, because when I did my own makeup and I loved what I was wearing, I thought I looked so glamorous, I didn't really realize I didn't look so good until I saw the footage. Then I was a little surprised. Like, oh my gosh.
People don't realize that. They think regular makeup that we put on every day, that holds up on television.
Yes, no,
my darling, it does not. Lighting too, right? I mean, it will. I've seen shows like that, especially, you know, when you watch cable access shows, which I try to watch. I mean, my God, they look like death warmed over. Not that you did, but it just goes to show that you really need to be made up. It's so important, people, that you have a makeup artist do the actors if you're considered, you know, especially with the indie budget, low budget films, you gotta have a makeup
artist. That's so important. Now, actually, on Hot Guys with Guns, the movie that I did, they had a fantastic hair and makeup person. And, you know, that was good because her name was Debbie and she was great. So that was good because I was a little worried about that one too. But she, you know, you never know who you're going to get on these things.
Yeah, that's true. Now, let's give her, do you know her last name? So we can give her some credit, Debbie.
Oh, isn't that so terrible that I don't remember?
No, I'm just like you.
Oh my gosh.
I can't remember
either. I visualize her. She was the sweetest person. Debbie, I'm going to have to text the director and ask him.
You will just look it up on IMDb, Hot Guys with Guns. We're going to see what it is. So if you're interested in getting a great makeup artist, pull up. Is it on IMDb? I'm assuming.
Yes, of course.
So look up Hot Guys.
Hot Guys with Guns.
I just pulled it up. So it is on IMDb. So if you want a great makeup artist named Debbie.
That's right.
Now tell us, as you heard earlier, love that title. It did sound like it should go with the soundsgreat.com website.
Doesn't it? Isn't that funny? Oh my gosh. It is the funniest movie. It's not out yet. It's going to be, it's going to have its distribution and live streaming. Well, it can't be live. Yeah. Can't be dead, but it's going to be streaming on DirecTV, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's High Guys with Guns, and it's Wolf Entertainment, so we can find it there. But it's so funny. Here's the thing about this movie. It's, remember Lethal Weapon? Remember the Lethal Weapon movies?
Yeah.
And, you know, the Lethal Weapon and also Moonlighting?
Yeah.
It's great. And the switch of this one is that the leads are men. They were in Lethal Weapon 2, but the leads are gay.
Oh.
And they're so, and it's a heist movie, and it's very funny, and I get to play Patricia, the crazy mom, who has no boundaries, and she is forever partying and, you know, looking through her son's drawer for drugs, and, you know, but it's very funny.
No, it sounds funny, and then you got the title, Hot Guys with Guns, and then you got...
And there are some really hot guys in it.
Oh, you've sold me already! Wow! I want to know when it's coming out. How am I going to keep up with this so I know? How are you
notified? It's streaming. You know, we'll find out from Alexander. I bet he'll text us, but I know that it is available April 4th.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay.
Yes, April 4th, they're releasing through Wolf Distributor.
Okay. Oh, my God. Well, I'm excited. I'm going to watch it. I find the best movies are with hot gay guys. I love it. I don't know about anybody
else. And you're going to love this one.
I don't know, Joan. Is it just me or are the only men on the planet who are sexy, with an exception of Eric McCormick and Matt Bomer, are they just the most beautiful men ever? And they are
not? Yeah, they're pretty stunning. I have a pretty cute husband, but they are really, you know.
Yeah,
the guys in this movie are stunning.
Woo! Oh, my God. You sold me already. I'm Hot Guys with Guns, so we know. So we'll just wait for – so maybe what you could do is have Alexander email me or however, whatever he's doing to promote that, and then I will post that.
Fantastic.
It's a follow-up, so we can see you because
And, you know, there is a Hot Guys with Guns. You have to be careful with what you type in. There's Hot Guys with Guns Facebook page.
Oh, my gosh.
So that all the information, because we've won all kinds of really cool awards and all the festivals and everything, and I'm pretty sure, I think there's like 9 of them or something, and it's all on the Facebook page.
Okay. So they're on the Facebook page is Hot Guy with Guns, but you got to be careful because we'll end up in another porn site. Is that what you're Oh, my God. Well, I am excited. I am going to be following your career for the rest of my life. You are like I'm your biggest fan, literally and figuratively.
Oh, thank you. Do you want to go to New York with me tomorrow?
Yes, I'll be standing out there, not a hot dog costume, just a big picture, a big foam face. And Joan Ryan, she's over here. Absolutely. Well, I'm going to friend you on Facebook, so I hope
fantastic.
You're And now let me just get your websites going here. Joan's website is joanryan.com. On Twitter, she's at The Joan Ryan. And I actually prefer to say The Joan Ryan. There's something about it. And then she's on Facebook under The Official Joan Ryan, correct?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. And I think they're Instagram or any of the other ones we're leaving out, any other social media.
I do have Instagram, but so far we're sort of concentrating on Twitter and the Facebook fan page and the website.
Okay, what about how we can buy your songs? Are they on
Oh, how wonderful. If you go to iTunes, it's on iTunes and it's on Amazon, my album.
Okay.
And I'm on quite a few others, but mine is called it's called Joan Ryan.
Okay. I'm writing this down now. iTunes and are you on Amazon?
Amazon,
okay. Amazon, Reverb Nation or anything like that? No?
I think it's on everything. I think it's on CD Baby. Pretty sure it's everywhere.
You just need to type your name and you are spread across the universe. So just type Joan Ryan in.
Now there is a writer, Joan Ryan, too, but that's what's so funny. Sometimes people say, you wrote a book? And I said, no, I did not write a book.
Well, that's what happens when you have like a, you know, like John Smith. It's a common name. It's not like Chiquita Maria Alonso, which we could find. But yeah, for sure. Joan Ryan, just type her in Google and you will find her. Now, before we go, because we got 5 minutes, can you believe, Joan, that this interview went so fast?
Wow.
No, I tell
I'm
you.
I'm so happy I know somebody who talks as fast as I do.
I know. Yeah, well, I'm from the East Coast. We all talk.
Me too.
Oh, my God, where are you from?
I'm originally from Philadelphia, and I grew up in Miami. And I'm so excited because I get to go back to New York tomorrow to rehearse. I'm really excited about that because I get to rehearse with an old friend who is, do you know who John McDaniel is? John McDaniel was the piano player on Rosie, and he's played for everyone from Patti LuPone to Betty Buckley to just everybody that's fantastic. He's played for, so I'm pretty excited because he's going to be playing my show here in L.A. We're bringing him back out here to play.
Oh, is that the one at Catalina Bar and Grill?
Yeah. So you'll meet him then. He's extraordinary.
Wow. And you're going to New York to rehearse. Is it for this show or are you doing something?
For this show, because John lives in New York, and it's hard for him to come out here because he's working on a couple things. So I said, well, if you can't come out here, I'll go to you. So we're going to him tomorrow.
And who wouldn't want to take a trip back east? I'm from Connecticut, and it's just always a joy to get away from the California.
Isn't it? I just am so happy when I'm in New York. I just love it. I love
energy.
Where I live in L.A., but I love New York.
There's nothing – if you're from the East Coast, there's just nothing like being there, especially around Christmas. I mean, we can't like ever – I mean, now we've been going to Vegas every year because I'm obsessed with the Vegas shows. Donnie and Marie Osmond, I'm telling you, you call them what you want. But if you ever want – let me tell you, Joan, seriously, if you ever want to see an incredible show
–
You have got to see their Christmas show. We saw it here at Pantages. And, I mean, I was obsessed with Donny Osmond. I had every poster, my wall.
Of course.
Donny Osmond was – it was, like, better than anything I had ever experienced. As the years have gone by, you know, they have gotten – people have just been bashing my Donny and Marie. But let me tell you one thing. You go see their show, it will shut your mouth.
Wow.
Osmond, in this show that they do, they sing jazz, they sing blues, they sing rock. Marie Osmond does a piece from M. Butterfly. I had tears streaming down my face. She got a 5-minute standing ovation at the Pantages Theater.
Oh, wow.
Incredible. They are pitch perfect. They, at their age, and they perform, been performing like over
That's
40
incredible.
Years. Over 40 years, and they look fantastic. They're singing, dancing. There's comedy. I mean, at one point, they have a fan at the base of the stage, and it's, as you know, as a performer, it gets hot up there when you're singing and dancing, right? Donny Osmond lays on the floor and lets the fan blow through his hair. And then Murkowski does the same thing. So it's a really great show. Highly recommend it. But I know your show is going to be just as exciting. Catalina Jazz Club, March 16th at 7:30. Really appreciate you coming on the show so much. I want to get one. I'm so upset, Joan, because I had all these emails and they're going to kill me. But I want to get one song, one question in there. Let's see what we got. 2 minutes. I don't know if you can do it, but as this comes from let's do one from New York. I'm not going to do Palm Springs here. I'm going to do Maria Lonzo from Queens. What advice do you have for people who want to follow their dream as being an actress singer? 2 minutes.
That's a great question. And believe it or not, I don't specifically talk about that on my show, but here's what I think. First of all, get all the training you can, because it's important to be trained. Even to this day, I still take acting lessons and singing lessons, because you never know what's coming your way. And I think if you have, and it doesn't matter how old you are also, because I think if you have the passion and the desire and you want it badly enough, you train and you go for it, and you never be and never be afraid of the no's, because there's going to be lots of them.
Lots of rejections. Lots of rejection.
And my daughter Kelsey is a wonderful actress. She's a young actress, and I remember once I said to her, you know, sweetie, I don't know if you want to be in this business because, you know, there's a lot of no's. And she said to me, well, somebody's got to get the part.
You know what? My mother and grandmother Joan always said to take. Look at a no as a yes in disguise.
That's right.
Look at a no as a yes in disguise. I don't care if you say no. I'm going to still harass you. I will be harassed.
That's right.
Oh, you know what? I think I can get another question because you're so succinct and terse in your answers and you give. You just get to the point and you get it done. I'm going to get one more. Brenda, Watertown, New York. What has been your biggest challenge as an actress, singer? have you been able to overcome that challenge? 1 minute, you can do it.
You know what? I'll tell you what comes up for me immediately, and it wasn't a bad challenge, but I have daughters, and I had many shows that I was offered that I could not do, and I could have done, but that I didn't want to do because I didn't want to leave my family for an extended period of time. And so for me, it was a challenge because my passion was in two places. My passion was to be an actress and a singer on a particular level, and my passion was always also to have my girls and to be around and raise them. And what I learned from that is, it's amazing because you can have it all. You just may not be able to have it all at the same time. So you have to figure out what's your priority in the moment.
Right.
And then you take care of that. And then, so for me, that was my own personal challenge, and it's all worked out because I got to do what I love in both arenas. So
there
I've been pretty lucky.
You made it happen. And we are going to make it happen by buying a ticket immediately. Your one-woman show, Catalina Jazz Club, March 16th, Sunday, March 16th at 7:30 with a heartthrob melt, sweat and tears with Will and Grace's Eric McCormick, which he will be doing a duet with Joan Ryan, the wonderful.
That's right. Oh, and you're going to be so excited to see him. And by the way, I'm going to send you a CD for you and one to give away to any of your listeners if you'd like.
Say that again. I can't believe it. Say it one more time.
I'm going to send you a CD. I'm going to call Alexander as soon as we're done here, and I'm going to tell him, I'm going to tell Alexander to send you a CD and one to give away to your listeners.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you know what? Let's just make it. Anyone who listens to my show who comes, the first one who comes to me at the Catalina Jazz Club on March 16th at 7:30, I have one CD. So whoever comes to me first, you're going to get it.
How about two? I'll give you two.
Yeah, and maybe after the show you could autograph it for him. Would that be okay?
Yes, of course. My pleasure.
I want you to autograph mine too. Can you autograph mine?
You got it, for sure.
But it's good because I'm going to bring my CD and you can autograph it at the show. So no worry to autograph it first. So I'll bring my little CD too, just like the fans. And again, Joan Ryan, Catalina Jazz Club, Sunday, March 16th at 7:30 with special guests Eric McCormick, and the proceeds are benefiting the Trevor Project. Very, very important. Am I correct? Very important project. So please.
The Trevor Project is an incredible organization.
Yes. So go to Google and make sure that you Google that because we are out of time. I'm so sorry, my darling Joan Ryan.
No, this hour just flew by.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I hope that I was able to convince you to come back on the show. So
I would love to. You're a doll. I'd love to. This is really fun.
Can't wait to see you. I'm going to buy the ticket right now for my husband and I. We'll see you Sunday, March 16th at 7:30, Catalina Jazz Club. Thank you, Joe Ryan. Say goodbye
You're
to your
so
fans.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Say goodbye to your fans. Say
goodbye. Love the fans. Love my fans. And you were the best. And I can't wait to see you on March 16th. I forgot when it was for a minute.
Thank you, everybody. Tuning in. Let's go see Joan Ryan. Check her website at joanryan.com. Let's go see her.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.